According to the audit, two of the patients committed suicide. The third died of a drug overdose. The deaths all occurred in the last 2 years. The chairman of the U.S. House Veterans Affairs Committee, Florida Republican Jeff Miller, told WABE he plans to visit the VA hospital sometime in the near future and may call a formal hearing.
The thing that's most egregious about what occurred at the Atlanta VA Medical Center is that the director received bonuses after there were deaths that occurred like this at their facility.
In two separate reports, the VA's inspector general looked at the hospital's inpatient and outpatient mental health services. The findings included failure to adequately monitor patients, inadequate staffing and searches for contraband, and what one report called patients falling through the cracks. In a statement to WABE, Hospital Chief of Staff Dr. David Bauer said, the Department of Veterans Affairs concurs with all of the Office of Inspector General, Office of Healthcare Inspection's recommendations and is committed to providing the best care possible for our nation's veterans. Bauer continued, VA will monitor the quality mental health care and contract management and will ensure that veterans receive the highest quality medical care from either the VA or its partners. Dennis O'Hare, WABE News.